well, what they'll give us is a striker that we're lacking. We're very short in that area, that's for sure. What does he give us as a player? He gives us pace, he gives us power. He's got a great attitude, as you can expect from any player that plays under Alex Ferguson. And he's got a great talent, he's one of the young ones again that they seem to churn out all the time, these quality players, but they need a place to play. We're fortunate that they've allowed us to take him to here to see how he goes on. But there's no pressure on the boy. Like I say, he's still a very young lad. We've still got some good young players at the club. But what we were missing was that pace and power, we had to try and address that this year, and John came into that category.
He's been out on loan, hasn't he, to Antwerp. He's played some reserve football for Manchester United. Do you think he's ready to start in League One, or will you have to be a little bit patient with him?
No, I think he could be ready. We're looking at pre-season, but there's no reason why he can't be ready. Sometimes you've got to take the plunge somewhere, and he's come to a club where he wants to play, and he feels he can play, which is great as well. But like I say, he's got his pre-season to do yet, and hopefully we can get through all this stuff, for all the players, that is, and not just John, with a clean bill of health and get into the games. And then we'll start to see what a quality player he is.
Are you any closer to any other additions at this stage?
Well, we've got a lot on the hook, if you like. We've not managed to land them yet, but we're just waiting to see what happens in these next week or two. But there's no secret to the fact that we need players in. We're thin on the ground in lots of areas. So as we go along, we'll be looking to bring in. It's what we can bring in and what we can afford to bring in.
Do you have a number that ideally you'd like to bring in, or are you just going to have to manage that as you go along?
Well, yes, we have to manage it as we go along. I think the question there is quite simple. It depends who we've got re-signing for us. We've still got Lee Williamson and Kevin McDonald outstanding. And we don't really know what's going to happen with those two. There's no decisions forthcoming yet. I'll preempt your question. Is Kevin McDonald going to come? I don't know. He didn't turn up for training on Monday, which we expected him to do, although he's out of contract. But Lee Williamson turned up and he's out of contract. So I would have thought that Kevin would have come down and got some fitness under his belt just in case whatever happens. Now, if he re-signs with us, he's up to a level of fitness where we are. And if he doesn't, he goes to another club where he's quite fit, which he disappointed me, really. I thought he would come and train. But it doesn't mean to say that, we're not wanting him to re-sign, because we are, and we'd love him to sign, but like I said, we just don't know at this moment in time.
Have you had any contact with Kevin as to why he's not here? And...
Well, yes, we have, of course we have, yeah, and I think that it's prerogative to look around to try and get the best deal for himself, and I think the agent is doing that and been doing that for a long time. But he's still a free agent, in those terms, and we're still pitched in there very, very highly. You have to look at the season that we allowed him to have last year. We got the best out of him last year, and I'd have thought it was a good place for him to come and play this season. But we'll wait and see. Like I said, I'm not disappointed that he hasn't signed. In terms of that he won't be here beginning of the season, because it could happen in the next week or so. But I'd love him to sign. But if he doesn't, we move on. That's always been my attitude, and I won't change.
Do you feel less confident that you can get this done now, seeing as he's not turned up to training?
No, not at all. No, not at all. He's having a few extra days in Spain somewhere, no doubt, knowing Kevin. But
Don't blame him.
He's fine. In that respect, I've not lost any encouragement from him in terms of I think he won't sign. But I just thought he would have come down and got some training under his belt, because he can't have done any harm. And Kevin is one player that I've said many times before, he needs his fitness. The fitness levels have to be up with Kevin to get the best out of him, and he needs a very good pre-season under his belt. And I hope that. Towards the end of the week, he'll come on and start training with us.
In terms of Lee, what does it say about him, the fact that he is here? He's not signed up, but he has turned up to training. And what does that say about the guy and your chances, perhaps, of keeping him at this club?
Well, I think with Lee, it's just experience. That's what he's done. He's seen the picture like I see it. If he is here, then great. If he's not, then he's going to another club where his fitness will be matched, with everybody else that's at that club. But, we've pitched him with Lee as well. He had a terrific season last year, as did Kevin. And also, we'd love to be able to keep them, but we've made our offers, and it's really down to the players now. It's that we've done as much as we can.